Blog Talk Radio.
I wonder.
testify. The devil booted, but then my life was over. He thought by now I give up. He thought by now I give up. The devil booted, and my life was over. He thought that I forgive. He thought I had no more. The devil thought he thought that my life was over. He thought by now I knew. He thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation. My morning has a meaning.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey! He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
can only see.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around me, can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
That he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm his.
Said it doesn't matter what
it
I
doesn't
did.
Matter what it
he only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees
yeah.
me for who
I wish I had a witness tonight. That may be somebody else's testimony. Help me say it, help me say it.
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me.
With everyone else around. Oh. Could only see the world in me.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
Saw the best.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off? That he did not throw you away? That he picked you up? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Amen, amen, amen. First of all, to God who's the head of my life, welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is a new year, 2023. The Lord gave us another chance to tell everybody about somebody who can heal anybody. The scripture for this morning, is Psalms 145 and 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Psalms 145 and 8. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Father God, we ask you to come on the show this morning. Use your daughter in a mighty way to let your people know that you've never left them, that you've always been right there with them. Even though it look rough and they get weary, continue to put your loving arms around them to let them know to not give up, not to get weary, to keep pushing through. Cover them with the blood from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet, Heavenly Father, and open their heart as well as their mind. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Worldwide Gospel Connection Wednesday, Thursday. Woo-woo! I am super excited. This is the first Thursday of the year that we've been on. So let me reintroduce myself. I am Apostle Kashima Douglas, My husband is Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas Sr. We are the owners and operators of Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we are excited about what the Lord is doing in 2023. Get ready. There's a shift. I'm telling you, there's a shift going on. You must be on the right side because, like Granny and Nemo said, the Lord is on his way back. But in this time, he's truly showing that he's on his way back. Are you prepared? Are you connected to the right people? Are you listening and learning the word for yourself? Are you interceding for people? Even if they did you wrong, the Bible still says love one another. You're still supposed to pray for them. That does not mean you have to be in their face. It does not mean you have to call them. That does not mean you have to interact with them. No, absolutely not. You can pray for them with a difference. You can pray for them from a difference. You don't have to be in front of them. You don't have to talk to them. But don't hold on to the hate and anger about what they did for you, because that's not of God. I'm sure they did some horrible things. I'm going to talk about Kashima so you can stay saved and sanctified in the church. My back had been stabbed on numerous times, but I'm not mad at anybody because those were seasonal. You know the difference. They don't stab me in the back. They uplift you. They don't stab me in the back. They encourage you. They don't stab you in the back. They check on you. They don't stab you in the back. They don't use you. You must understand you have to be connected to the right source. Keep pushing through. Stay focused. Don't get discouraged. Know that God is right there with you all the time. Remember, he never left you. It's us that leaves him. He's always right there with us. It might not seem that way. Trust me, I understand it's been hard. But you must start your day off with the word of God. Remember, his arms is open waiting on us. Let me give a bit of testimony. Saturday we had consecration and information Saturday. And my God, Chief Apostle thought it was going to be just, you know, go in and the speaker was going to speak, the singer was going to sing, the prayer, the welcome, and affirm everybody. No, it didn't go that way. When I tell you the move of God was in that building, we had a time at church. The Holy Spirit hit a woman in the back of the church. When I say the Lord had his way, he had his way. When you can feel the presence of him, your life will change. Chains was broken. Family was reunited. Curses was broken. My question to you, when was the last time you spent some time with the Lord? When was the last time you truly surrendered? When was the last time you told him, Lord, I tried it my way and have not gotten me anywhere. I need you in my life. I cannot do anything without you. Remember, you must keep your armor on at all times, especially the helmet of salvation, because that's the first thing the enemy goes for is your head, your mind. And he knows once you have your mind, everything else will follow. Pay attention, people of God. Time is showing that Jesus is on his way back home. If you don't have a relationship with him, I'm telling you, get one with him now. Know the word for yourself. If you don't have a Bible, download the app. Listen to the app. That's when we come on here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Every speaker come on here is here to encourage you. In the body of Christ. It's about kingdom business. Not about me. Not about Chief Apostle. Not about Dr. Winner that's coming on today. It's not about nobody but the Lord. You must spend some time with him for this next season, for this step that you're going to make. Care what you did last night, nor this morning. We can't judge you. Only one can judge you is Jesus Christ. He's the only one. Because when you get in front of him, you're going to be in front of him by yourself. I'm not going to be there with you. Chief Pop's not going to be there with you. Nobody's going to be there with you. You're going to be in front of the Lord by yourself. See, I want to hear well done, my good and faithful servant. I want to hear those words, not depart from me. No. So I'm asking you, are you truly connected to the right source? Be mindful of your connection. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Wants to speak, or if you need prayer, remember when you call in, you must press 1 so that I know you want to speak. Remember, you're not in this by yourself. Keep pushing through. Keep standing on the word of God. He got you. Trust me, he do. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but know that it's going to be worth it. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. We're going to go to a musical break, and when we get back, the speaker should be ready to deliver a word. Get your pen and paper together, because the woman of God have a word from the Lord just for you. Grab on to it. Listen to it. Digest it. Read it. Think about it. Study. Worship. Praise. You have to do all that in this season, because your life depends on this next move. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. All for me, prayer. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encourage. Let him know that you encourage. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey,
no matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, be encouraged. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Tonight,
somebody don't know where the children are.
Amen. Be encouraged. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on. I'm going to present the psalm and introduce the others. Dr. Wendy Rose. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. Peace and blessings to you. I am doing well.
Well, the floor is yours. I'm putting myself on mute. Let the Lord use you like I know he's going to.
Listen, this morning I was just laying there, and I'm like, God, what is it that you want me to talk about? Because I know we talked about something else, and I had something else in my mind. And I said, God, what do you want your people to even know today? What do you want me to talk about with your people? And God said, identity theft. Identity theft. What is identity theft? Identity theft is when your identity is taken, not only just taken, but it's reconstructed or can be reconstructed because of past traumas. And what I mean by traumas is, I mean abuse, domestic violence, molestation, anger, bitterness, frustration, all of those different things changes our identity. Not only does it change our identity, it messes with us mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, sexually, spiritually, and psychologically. How do we continue to grow in Christ when we're stuck? Some of those things have come and have been passed down from generation to generation. Some of us are born into this identity crisis or the identity theft because your mama didn't know who she was, and grandmama and them didn't know who they were, but they did the best with that they can do with what they have and the knowledge that they have, but it's not their fault that somebody didn't stop Satan back there when he decided to take over your family. Maybe your mama had a child when she was a teenager and didn't finish school. Maybe your daddy worked on the farm and he couldn't finish school because he had to help grandmama take care of the bills and take care of the other kids in the family. We're 17 and 18 kids in the family. Maybe that's what stole your identity. Maybe you didn't see it. So you didn't see people being successful, so you felt like you in a lose-lose battle. But today I come to tell you that this is your winning season. This is the time of turnaround. This is the time that God gives you your identity back. This is the time that the blueprint says exactly what God said that it would say. This is the time. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. And that blueprint as to say who you supposed to be starts to come into fruition. Now, we know the thief comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. We know those three things about him because those are a guarantee. He's always on his job. But what he don't think about is that God never sleeps nor slumbers on his children, ever. When he said he would never leave you nor forsake you, that's what he meant. There is no way around that. When mama forsake you, when daddy forsake you, when your boyfriend forsake you, when your girlfriend forsake you, when your children forsake you, when your friends forsake you, he said he would never leave nor forsake you. Your identity is in him and not in people. Let me say that again. Your identity is in God and not in people. It's in God and not those people. I want to go back to these traumas. These traumas, I classify them as wounds. They're wounds. Now, in my regular profession, I'm a nurse. I have been a wound care nurse. I have been a nurse for over 25 years, but I have been a wound care nurse. And when you're dealing with wounds, there is a wound. And because you have stages of wounds, there's different layers to them. And because you have different layers, the wounds go down deeper than you would ever even think that they would go. Those wounds, they have different ways of healing. And because they have different ways of healing, a stage one wound is just a surface wound. The skin is not torn off of it. It's not. The skin is not. It's not torn off. The skin is just laid across there. You may just see some redness. And the reason why you'll see the redness is because you know that something under there is blowing. That first layer is called a stage one. Stage one wounds, they don't weep or anything. But in that, you have anger, you have bitterness, you have frustration. You have all of that. And the reason why people, you could tell that something is wrong because of the anger and the frustration. A stage two wound, because, you know, we have spirits that go along with each one of these wounds. We have spirits that go along with them. And the reason why we have these spirits attached to them is because it leads to all of this frustration. And the frustration that comes behind the wounds are traumatic. Stage two wound, it's like a cut. It's open. It oozes a little bit. Not too much, but it oozes just a little bit. It oozes a little bit. But this is where you have all of this frustration. You have extra frustration. You have extra. It's so much extra that goes along with it. Now, I'm trying not to give away my book because it's important for me not to just give it away. But stage one is no opened area. Stage two is slightly open. Stage three is open, but it's not down to the bone. You have some meat showing, but there's not to the bone. Now, what I mean by a wound is people don't understand what wounds are. Wounds in nursing is an open area. How they say, like, you have a bed sore. The bed sore is the one that people talk about so much. And they say, grandmama was in the hospital and they didn't even turn her. They didn't even turn grandmama. Why wouldn't they turn grandmama? Well, I'll tell you why they didn't turn grandmama, because they didn't care enough to turn grandmama. Grandmama wasn't turned because they neglected grandmama. And that's some of the things that happen with us sometimes. We become neglected. And I'm going to get into these stages of wounds. And sometimes, right off the top of my head, I can't think of it, but I am going to give it to you. I'm sorry. Here we go. In the stage two of a natural wound, there is partial thickness where the skin is broken. Usually it's tender and it's painful. This represents our stage two in a soul wound. This is a wounded spirit. Now, the stage one is a closed spirit. So in this is when you have this stage. It's because you have no idea as to why this has happened to you. I'm just going back because I really want to explain that a little bit better. When I was in stage one, it was because I had no idea as to why this had happened to me. I used to ask God all the time, why me? I'm sure that's what we have questions about all the time. Is the God we serve is love. In Jeremiah 31:3, it states, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. In stage two, again, it represents a wounded spirit. In this phase, you'll find mental and emotional trauma. The spirit of a man will sustain his sickness, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? And that is in Psalms 18:14. Whoever he encouraged to know you. However, please be encouraged to know that you're not your trauma. Romans 8:31-39 declares, we are more than conquerors through Christ. And Philippians 2:5-11 states, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So when you think about people who have mental and emotional traumas, it's important for them to know that you have a sound mind, because that's what God's word says. You have a sound mind of natural wounds. It's full of thickness. This is where the wound gets worse and exposes the tissue. This represents our stage 3 of a soul wound. This is a broken spirit. In this phase, there is where you'll have drug abuse, alcoholism, and even prostitution. Some people may feel as if there's no cure for coming back from this. But in Isaiah 1:18, it says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Through your sins, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. Luke 5:20 states, and when he saw their faith, he saith unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven. Trust the Lord to restore your soul without judgment. Now, the reason why I use those two scriptures is because even though you have the scarlet, the red crimson, like it shows like so vivid that you're wounded. And because these people, you got drug abuse, you got alcoholism, you got prostitution, these things can be passed down from generation to generation. But where does it stop? It has to stop right there with you when you say, you know what, God, I'm giving this to you, and I have faith the size of a mustard seed to know that I can be recovered. I can be redeemed. There is another part of me, God, that I know that is good. Take this from me. Take this from me. Trust in the Lord to restore your soul without judgment. In stage 4 of a natural wound, there is full thickness, and the tissue loss is in the muscle, and it hurts all the way down to the bone. In a stage 4 wound, it's a crushed spirit. This is where you'll see rape, sexual assault and abuse, domestic violence, and molestations fall under this phase. These things have sometimes been kept a secret, which causes some deep-rooted issues that can hurt down to the bone. However, the cure for the soul is forgiveness, forgiving others as well as forgiving yourself. According to Luke 23:34, then said Jesus, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness does lead to self-love. That is redefined, that is beautifully integrated with love. Now, we're going to talk about forgiveness here. Living a life of unforgiveness, a lot of times we don't even know that we're harboring unforgiveness. Because I'll tell you about me, a prime example. I was married for 18 years, and my husband was abusive. I was with him for 21 years. When God helped me to leave that marriage, the only thing that I said is I hated him. I would never forgive him. And that's the way that I felt. But how is that a way to live? You can't live like that. Because first and foremost, without forgiving somebody, your life will not prosper. Without forgiving somebody, you can't even move forward in your business to even going to move forward because of the harboring of unforgiveness. That was only one person that I needed to forgive. At the age of 14, I was raped by 4 guys. Could you imagine the amount of unforgiveness that I was harboring for that? Not only that, when I was raped at 14, I never even told my mother until I was 49 years old. I didn't even tell her. And I'll tell you the reason why I didn't tell her. The reason why I didn't tell her is because the street lights was on by the time I got home. And I looked and it's the mind of a teenager. Do I get in trouble for coming in late, or do I tell her this? Who do I fear the most? Do I fear what just happened to me the most, or do I fear being on punishment? Well, I come in the house, and I said absolutely nothing because I knew my punishment. I didn't think that she would hear me, to be honest. I didn't think that she would hear me because the only thing she could see is that the streetlights was on, and you are being disrespectful of my rules in my house. And that's the only thing that I could think of. But the unforgiveness that I held all of those years, for 35 years, 35 years I held on to that unforgiveness until I decided to start writing. When I started writing, I was able to release some of all of the anger and the frustration. Not only that, I had to learn how to forgive. I couldn't even see my life moving forward until I forgave. I sat there with my pen and my paper, my notebook, and I just started writing my story. And as I was writing my story, the tears started to flow and the weight started to release off of my shoulders. And God showed me where I needed to forgive. I thought I had already forgave my ex-husband. I thought I had forgave my rapist. I thought I had forgave. It was the thought that counted at the time. But because of how much I weep and how much I felt like I was living in a world of stagnation and fear, I lived that life of stagnation and fear because of the unforgiveness. As I was writing, I started going down a list. I wrote a list of people that had done something to me. I wrote a list. I wrote a list of those people. I wrote a list of their offenses. I wrote a list of people who had said something bad about me. I wrote a list of all of the negative things and all the negative things I felt about myself, all of the negative things, all of the things that I didn't think that I was, all of those things, I wrote them down. And as I wrote them down, I had to go back and I had to individually say, I forgive this person for this. I forgive that person for that. I forgive this. I forgive that. I forgive this. I forgive that. I forgive this. I forgive that. And I started feeling refreshed and I felt cleansed. But it still felt like I had this weight sitting on my chest. But it was one last person that I didn't forgive. And that was me. Learning how to forgive myself was harder than learning to forgive them. Because the list that I wrote for forgiving myself was longer than the list of the people that I needed to forgive. As I sat there, I said, I forgive myself for blaming myself for my husband's actions. I forgive myself for blaming myself for being in a place to be raped. I forgive myself for allowing the 14-year-old me to stay in the corner with her face turned to the corner in the room. The 14-year-old me, she sat there in that corner for 35 years saying, when will I be free? When will you ever forgive me at 14 years old? This is the 14-year-old me that needs to be forgiven. She has not had one time to weep. Not one time to weep. And finally that day I cried for her. 49-year-old me was technically 14-year-old me crying. Because I had to forgive her because she's been carrying the weight for 35 years. I forgave me. I forgave me. Which allowed the chains to be broken. It allowed Satan to not be able to hold me captive. It allowed me the opportunity to be able to speak my truth. It allowed me the opportunity to be confident in who God has made me to be. Yes, it was work that needed to be done. Yes, I needed to learn how to affirm myself. Yes, I had to learn how to look in the mirror and love who God created me to be. Yes, I had to learn that I was worth it. I had to learn that I was enough. I had to learn that I was fearfully and wonderfully made. I had to learn who I am in God. I had to learn that it was okay to be broken. It was okay for God to take me to the potter's wheel at that point because I had learned and I had taken full responsibility for the unforgiveness that I was harboring. I had to learn that it's okay to love me. I had to learn that I am lovable. I had to learn that it's okay to say that you're beautiful. I had to learn all of this. Now think about it. All of this came from having a crushed spirit in stage 4. But stage 5, which is our final stage in the natural wounds, and that is an unstageable wound. There is necrotic tissue that's hidden underneath that skin. So you know how that first skin, it was just red, but as it then festered and sat there all the time, it became dead? That's an unstageable wound. This is when you have a blinded spirit. This happens in our soul. It happens when things have been unresolved and it takes necessity and determination to identify when it happened, who it came from. Is it even hereditary? Did it happen in your childhood, during your teenage years, your adulthood? Did you have mommy-daddy issues? Did you have failed relationships, mental illness? 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 states, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature.
Dr. Wendy? Okay. Well, she was teaching good. For the call to drop out of the blue, she was teaching good. If she called back in, I would definitely connect her. But people of God, you have to forgive in order to move forward. Excuse me, she's absolutely right. Think about it. If you can't remember everything, write it down so you can go through forgiveness so you can be healed. See, the little girl in you must die so the woman in you can live. This is very critical and important now. If you tried and you played, what do you try? But well, you need a full deliverance of forgiveness if you haven't had it. Come on to the Abba House, 3029 Wayne Street, 3 p.m. on Sundays. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And get delivered. We're Deliverance Church. We will help you understand and get out what's not, that needs to be out of you. So we pacify things. We pacify things that we've been through. We pacify things that we've experienced instead of talking about it and getting it out, to expose it, to kill it, to cut the head off of it. Don't keep pacifying it and put it on your hip and babying it. No, 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 no. In this season, it's time for you to kill it and walk in what God calls you to be. Forgiveness is not for them. It's for you. How can you teach forgiveness and talk about forgiveness if you haven't forgave? No, it does not work that way. Dr. Linda was so on point with that. But think about it. When was the last time you truly forgave someone and meant it from your heart? Excuse me, not just saying it with your mouth. That's a big difference. Your heart and your mouth must line up when you're really ready to forgive. The old scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 says, you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. That's a dot. That's a little bitty seed. Who are your faith going towards? Man will fail you. God would never. There's no certain way you can say, Lord, I need you, or forgive me. Yeah, they talk about the sinner's prayer. No, meet God with you. You go to him. You don't have to know all 66 of the Bibles, know all the speaking tongues. I say this all the time. But go to him just the way you are and ask him to forgive you, that you want a fresh start, that you want to walk into your calling. No, everybody's not preachers, evangelists, ministers, apostles, bishops, no. But you could be a good missionary. You could be a good encourager. You can be the door holder, the gatekeeper, or usher. God has something in store for you. Don't you ever forget that. Father, here I am. I need you. I've tried it my way and it didn't work. I'm here surrendering my life to you. Just that simple. Now, have you said yes to the Lord? Nope, it's not going to be easy. Let me tell you the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But it's going to be worth it. Knowing about from Genesis to Revelation, it's going to be easy. But you have numerous of people that can help you and guide you and push you. Get connected to the right source, to the right leader. Let me give you three keys. One, find your Bible. King James, NIV, find you a Bible. Get it. You can download it on your phone, your app. Get a Bible. Two, get into a full gospel deliverance fivefold ministry. Whether you go online or go in person, you're definitely welcome to join us at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 at 3 p.m., starting back next Sunday. We are here to encourage and inspire and uplift you. You're not by yourself. Three, make sure you're under a woman or man of God that is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. If you're upon somebody, they must be preaching and walking the same thing. There's no weighing off. It must line up. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, to make sure the man or woman of God that you're under now is preaching and walking the same thing. Dr. Winnie, just call back in. Hold on, let me connect her. Yes, man, woman of God, we can hear you.
How far off did you lose me? Because
just pick up where you left off. Just pick up where the last scripture you read, that's where it went off.
The last scripture that I read. Oh, my goodness.
It knocked
the last one. It knocked me all the way off, didn't it?
Yeah. That's okay. The enemy's mad, but you're healthy this morning.
I didn't know how far in I had got. Did I get to 2 Corinthians 5:17?
Yes, you sure did. I believe that was the last scripture, if I'm not mistaken.
I was done. I was singing.
Okay. Okay, okay. Okay, no problem.
I was actually singing. But,
okay. We're going to definitely have to have you to come back on and do a part two of that, because we're going to need a part two of that. Yeah, you're going to have to come back to do a part two. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Bless her tremendously from the crown of her head to the soul of her feet. Bless her family. Bless her mother, Lord, for a speedy recovery in the name of Jesus. Cover her with your blood, Lord. We know she's still at work for you. Father God, I ask you to continue to bless Dr. Wendy. Overflow of blessings for all her life for just doing just what you told her to do. Keep guiding her in the right direction and connecting her with the right people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Dr. Wendy, let the people know how they can reach you, your Facebook page, and tell them how they can purchase your books as well.
Well, I am on all social media outlets as Dr. Wendy Banks Rhodes. That's all social media outlets. I'm on there, Dr. Wendy Banks Rhodes. My website is selfloveredefined.com. Also, books can be purchased there as well. I do have a podcast. The podcast is You Are Not Your Trauma with Dr. Wendy Rhodes. And that's basically it. You know, you can, you know, I would like for you to join, you know, to click so you won't miss any of the episodes on the podcast. God is doing a big thing this year, and he's really turning things around. And that was the song that I was singing is Turning Around. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's what God I played when I started the show this morning. He's turning around. Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Thank you again for coming on and delivering that word. You must come back to do a part two. I know it's more. Forgiveness is real, people of God. If you don't understand, you must forgive in order to move on. No one's saying you have to forget, but you must forgive to move on. How can you teach about forgiveness if you're not walking in it? See, I'm not going to go on because Dr. Wendy did what she was supposed to do. Remember, we're here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. If you didn't get a chance to fully hear the show, you can go back and listen to it. Just let me know. Go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook.com and let me know, Apostle, I need to hear that again, and I will definitely share it with you. If you want to connect with Dr. Wendy, let me know. I will definitely connect you. Remember, it's not about me. It's not about her. It's all about glorifying God. We hope you guys was blessed on this morning. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
If you know there's power in the name of Jesus, somebody shout that name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Shout the name, Jesus. Come on, scream his name into the nation. Respond, somebody. Shout the name, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Woo! There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. 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 Let's say it together. There is power.
There is power.
Come on. We know what the power is. Shout, there is power.
There is power.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
break every chain, break every...
Somebody put your hands in the air right here, let's do it together.
There's an army rising up.
Come on, kingdom of God, shout, there's an army.
There's an army rising up.
And we won't keep silent, say there's an army.
There's an army.
She'll be back, you guys, next month. I'm telling you, I'm excited for this next word that she has for you. I will, as soon as the flyer get made, I will get the posting it. I'm going to start working on that next week to have her to come back for February. Dr. Wendy, go ahead.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, Father, I thank you for your vessel, O God, that you have allowed to have this platform today, O God. Father, I thank you for your people, O God. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to wake up this morning, Father, to be able to smell the fragrances of life, O God. Father, we just thank you, O God. Father, I ask you right now in your Son Jesus' mighty name to allow your people to identify themselves in you, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for our test that allowed us to have our testimonies, O God, Father. Father, we just ask you right now that you allow your children to open their mouths and give their testimony to help your other people to heal, God. Father, we just thank you. We love you, we honor you, we praise you, we magnify your holy name, O God. Father, we just ask you to allow your people to heal from their traumas, Father. Father, give them the ability to forgive, God. Forgive their people who have offended them, people they have offended, and most of all, Father, forgive themselves. Father, allow them to have an open spirit to you, God. To be open to hear your word, Father, to be able to say what it is that you want them to say, to be who it is that you want them to be, oh God. Father, we just thank you for your potter's wheel. Father, we thank you for being broken and remade in your Son Jesus' mighty image, oh God. So, Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for the word that went forth today, Father. I thank you for using me, Father. I'm thankful, God, that you were able to increase and I was able to decrease, Father. So, Father, we just ask you to bless Kashima and her family, Apostle Kashima and her family, oh, God. Continue to be a hedge of protection around her and her family, God. And bless this platform. In your Son Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Don't forget to tune in Monday. For Man Up Monday with Chief Apostle. He has a man of God that has a word from the Lord for you to listen. Remember, we are here to encourage and inspire and uplift you. All about kingdom business. Not about you, not about me. All about building the kingdom together. Love one another. They've hurt you, forgive them. Move on. Don't hold on to it. Because they could die and you can still be holding on to that. And they're gone. Whether it's the glory of the hill, they're gone. Let go and let God. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Talk to you next Thursday. Don't forget to tune in for Man Up Monday with Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas Sr. God loves you, and so do we.
Freedom's coming, oh, I can hear it, and once heaven touches earth.